Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. It is me, y'all. We are in this place. Let's really virtually chat face to face. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you know, Monday through Thursday, I love to talk about health because it truly is your wealth. And because I am a celebrity personal trainer slash life strategist, I am now interested in sharing some of my favorite brands on Fridays. We do Flashback Fridays, but I remix it and call it Favorite Brand Fridays. But today on Saturdays, I love to talk about healthy relationships and what that looks like. And so today we'll be talking about healthy relationships and relationship experts. And then on Sunday, we'll be talking about what fills your soul. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into this episode. Hey, so this is episode 297, and I must say I am truly excited about you and you listening consistently. I really appreciate your listening, and thank you for sharing, subscribing, turning on your post notifications. It has been a great second season, so we have 3 more episodes to the third season probably won't start till January 2020 because I'm working on some projects. So yeah, if you're listening on an iPhone, you could listen on Spotify and iTunes, Android Radio Public and Stitcher. And if you'd like to continue this conversation on social media, on Facebook, I'm Official Madison Chase Fitness. On YouTube and Instagram, I am Madison Chase Fitness. On Twitter, I'm Madison Chase Fitness. And then if you are interested in sponsoring a podcast for the second season that's going to start January 2020, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348. Or email giveme15system@gmail.com. That's giveme15system@gmail.com. And let's get into this episode. Okay, so this has been on my mind for an extremely long time. I am watching, you know how you watch like something happen in slow motion, but like when it's happening to you, like I remember being in a couple of car accidents. Thank God I have been fine through both of them. One in college where I fell asleep at the wheel, so I completely blacked out. And then the other one happened here in Los Angeles on the 405. And thank God it was a holiday. But that turned into a whole testimony. But in both of those instances, they literally happened like slow motion. Like I was like, except for when I fell asleep at the wheel, that didn't happen in slow motion because I was literally like, I passed out. Like I remember like trying to roll my windows down. It was cold. I was driving back to college and it was finals and I was just exhausted because I took a lot of hours my last semester of college. Anyway, so I feel the same way when it comes to so many African-American women who desire healthy relationships and healthy marriages and wanting to have kids. But I feel like in terms of the people that are speaking to us, because we are so hungry, and there was a term that people use, they called it thirsty. And I think it is a natural desire to want the thing that God placed in you, that he created us for, in terms of desiring a healthy relationship and desiring marriage and desiring kids. Like, those things are natural and they're healthy. So being thirsty is not a bad thing. Actually, it's actually a good thing. You should be thirsty. You should be desiring. And if you have been dehydrated for so long, thirst is a natural counterintuitive thing that happens, right? If you're dehydrated and you're thirsty for something. Yeah. So thirsty is not a bad thing. And I think we need to turn that term around and use it in a more positive way. So here's the thing that I'm noticing that is really irritating me is that, and I don't know if it's because as African-American women, we think that sound advice comes from the man that we desire, and typically most African-American women desire African-American men. And I think some African-American men have taken advantage of the fact that there is a desire to be with an African-American man. So in return, we're going to listen to your advice, right? But it doesn't make sense to me because we haven't tested, if you're one, not in a healthy monogamous, and I say monogamous really, really strongly, relationship, I don't know that I want to listen to you give me advice about how and what I should do, because one, you've never been in my shoes. Two, you've never been in this place. And it's interesting too, because as women, oftentimes we'll get advice from other women who met their spouses very early. That's not hating on women who have met their husbands early, because there are only about maybe two relationships that I personally am up close and personal and I get to see on a real bona fide level that I could say I would listen to my friend's husband give me advice, because one, I know that they are really happy, because I've seen them when they're arguing. I've seen them when they're not so happy. Three relationships that I know for sure. And both of them have been married. You know, they met their spouses early, one in the fifth grade, one in high school, and then two other ones in high school. But they are extremely happy. Like the happiness is not a put on thing. And from what I know about these three couples, infidelity has not been a part of their relationship. So all three of my friend's husbands, I would listen to them give me advice about dating. But also, I think we have to set the bar. Like, the bar is set so low because so many women are willing to tolerate it. And I'm thinking about Kay Michelle, because she has been hurt in a relationship, and literally she is saying that she's done with men. And I think also part of the problem is that I think also in terms of African-American women dating outside of our race, yes, everybody would love to, most African-American women would desire to have the true reflection of themselves, which is an African-American man. But in terms of what we're seeing, we're starting to see more of a trend where African-American women are dating outside of their race. That doesn't mean you have to date, the polar opposite of you. You could also date another man of color too, if that is your choice. But I think being open to that. So my point is, in doing this whole podcast, I've literally researched African-American women, female African-American relationship experts. And when I tell you, nothing has come up, and I'm like, why is that we will buy into what a man says, but we don't even check his receipts for, is he in a healthy relationship? How many times has he been married? And those times that he's been married multiple times, what happened? Was it infidelity? Because you can't talk to me because I wouldn't desire someone like that, someone who is not in a monogamous relationship and or someone who doesn't believe in a monogamous relationship. And having traditional, like, open relationships, that is not for me. Like, good luck with people who are, you know, giving you advice about open relationships if that's not something that you are doing and or into. So I think sometimes, because living in LA, I get to see people from a whole other perspective. Some of it I wouldn't share publicly, but just the knowledge and knowing it, and then hearing sometimes people give advice, and or men, African-American men, giving relationship advice and how to find a healthy relationship. I feel like a lot of those men make women responsible. Like, the thing that you're attracting yourself. No, you're not attracting yourself, because I think sometimes African-American men know that there's so many African-American women who are single that we oftentimes don't make the best choices because we're willing to settle and we're willing to just take the bottom of the barrel or a slice of a man or a piece of a man, you know, whether that is a married man or a man that's already involved emotionally with somebody and a man that's only texting you. Like, there are so many things that we tolerate. So I just encourage you to find the opposite of, like, find an African American. If you are an African American woman, find someone who has done the thing that you want in your life. Like, if you're an African American woman and you desire a relationship with an African American man or just a healthy relationship, find a woman who is willing to be transparent and honest about her walk and her journey. Because otherwise, I think it is supporting something that, you know, or supporting someone who doesn't really know what your life is like. And I'm so sick and tired of men making us responsible for the lack of good quality men that are interested in us and what that actually looks like. So this is my rant. I won't do another episode about this because I am going to find a African-American qualified clinical psychologist, relationship expert, who is a woman who looks like me, who has a healthy relationship, who's willing to be transparent and honest about how she got there. So thank you guys for listening to my So You Want a Healthy Relationship rant. But I hope you have a good Saturday, and we will chat tomorrow on Soulful Sunday.